Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun, sermonaudio.com. My name is Bob. This is the North Korea audio weblog. We're looking at Open Doors today. It's a wonderful organization started by Brother Andrew many years ago. But they have branched out from their original communist infiltration type thing in Europe in particular, to really a worldwide ministry wherever God's people are suffering. And once again, North Korea is ranked by Open Doors as the most oppressive place in the world for Christians. Number one on the World Watch List, which you can download yourself if you go to opendoors.com. In this totalitarian communist state, Christians are forced to hide their faith completely from government authorities, neighbors, and often even their own spouses and children. Due to ever-present surveillance, many pray with their eyes open. In gathering for praise or fellowship, it's practically impossible. Worship of the ruling Kim family is mandated for all citizens. And those who don't comply, including Christians, are arrested, imprisoned, tortured, or killed. Entire Christian families are imprisoned in hard labor camps, where unknown numbers die each year from torture, beatings, overexertion, and starvation. Those who attempt to flee to South Korea through China risk execution or life imprisonment. And those who stay behind often fare no better. Through local partners, Open Doors is serving Christians in North Korea by providing them with emergency relief aid, including food, medicine, clothes, Bibles, books, discipleship materials. And so before I read you one of the stories here, I'd like to just encourage you to go over to Open Doors and see if you might be interested in that. Now, I serve and support an organization known as Crossing Borders, really close to my home here in Chicagoland. But I'm aware, and they are too, that there are just many groups doing their best to prayerfully help the North Korean Christians. Let's go to Echa's story. Now, anytime I give you a name, you can bet that's not the real name. But we're going to call her Echa, and we're going to tell her story. Her feet barely touched the dirt road as she fled for her life. But Echa suddenly stopped dead in her tracks. Her eyes widened, staring at the rushing, icy river separating her life of slavery in North Korea and the Chinese border, which meant freedom. "Can I do this?" she whispered. But her fear soon melted into courageous faith. And after remembering God's faithfulness and His presence, sustaining her during her last 7 years in a labor camp because of her faith, Echa's resolve transformed into steel as she said, "After making it this far, Father, I'm certain that you're with me and aiding my escape." Echa slowly sank into the river. The icy burn immediately paralyzed every limb. It sent her into shock. After mere minutes, she drifted out of consciousness, succumbing to the deadly cold. Desperation led Echa to this point. Her captors had tortured her husband to death. They starved her daughter until her final breath. Echa knew that it was only thanks to the Lord that she herself hadn't been counted among the dead as well. Well, like other Christians in North Korea, Echa was willing to risk everything to escape, even if it meant losing her life. For years, North Korea has held the number one spot on our World Watch List, as I already told you, because of the Kim dynasty's goal of not merely suppressing the gospel, wiping out any trace of it altogether. In this area of the world, Christians, as I said, pray with their eyes wide open. They share the scriptures through whispers in the middle of the night. Many don't even dare to tell their own spouses or children about their faith in Christ, fearing their families may suffer for their choices. Suddenly, Echa awoke with a jolt, alive. But how? She had somehow drifted to the shore on the other side of the river. Without a moment more of hesitation, she broke out in praise to her father, her hands lifted, her heart overjoyed. She later continued her journey from China to South Korea, where she lives today, and shares her story of God's power, love, and faithfulness. Right now, Open Doors has partners on the ground in North Korea who are ministering to persecuted believers like Echa, distributing food, medicine, clothes, and Bibles, as I've already told you. They're broadcasting Christian radio programs, providing seminary, discipleship, and evangelism training to the secret church. They're ministering to trafficked women. And your support makes it all possible. Again, I'm not pushing this one group above another, but I think it might be worth your while to check out Open Doors. I think we will leave it there today. I have another story, but it's much longer. And next time we talk about North Korea, I will tell you about Hua Young, who is not really Hua Young at all. Oh, folks, will you pray, especially you who are well and happy and prospering and everything's just fine, and you're wondering, where is this persecution that the Bible talks about? Though you are not experiencing persecution yourself, the Bible tells you in Hebrews 13:3 to remember the prisoners as though you were bound with them. Remember them. We're all in the same body. The body is hurting. Will you find a way not only to pray for, but to help in some way? There's a way, I know there is, if you'll look for it, for you to actually help persecuted peoples of earth. And there are many of them. God bless you today. It's always good to talk with you. I would like it if you will check in from time to time to see what's going on here at the Hackberry House of Chosun website of sermonaudio.com. You'll find a whole long series on North Korea. Photos at the, if you just click on photos, you'll see hundreds of pictures about North Korea and updating till just two or three months ago anyway. Got a study on the Quran and Muhammad. We've got prophecy studies. There's just a whole lot more. Browse through the site. Enjoy. And contact me if you like sometime and ask a question or suggest another topic for study. Although we're kind of booked for the time being. If you listen regularly, you'll notice that we're doing Through the Bible, question and answer. And we're doing a series on Jehovah Witnesses. This will continue, Lord willing, beginning February the 13th, Monday. Get back into that rotation. But I wanted to get back with you. As you know, some of you know, I've been out just for a little while. And I wanted to start my online presence with this word about North Korea. Oh, will you pray? God bless you today. Lord willing, we will talk soon. Bye-bye.